Madrid, Prado Museum, by M.K. Joseph. Two clergymen, one long, one short, stand before Greco's Trinity. The tall one twirls a single thought round some point in divinity. The short one mops his heated brows with a red handkerchief, dimly aspires to levitate among the clouds upborne by incorporeal fires. The desiccated blonde inspects the pages of her Baedeker, hoping that somehow culture and sex at last will coalesce for her. She who through Europe has pursued delight still missed in Troisime Noche, beneath some vast exuberant nude of Rubens, knows the pain of loss. Fading with cup and mandolin, Goya's country feast turns dark. But soon the firing squads begin, by lantern light, their bloody work. Before that last anger and despair at human folly, someone stands. It is oneself that cannot bear those anguished eyes and famished hands. Velasquez turns with easy stance to the princess and the maids of honor, caught in a movement like a dance, and calms the dwarf's indignant humor. Royalty in the looking-glass fears its heavy image less. The gift of water in a glass forgives the human ugliness. Equal and intellectual, transcending flesh, transcending flame, this passionless light that hallows all shall build us an eternal home.